Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baitrol 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baitrol 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
We made good wheat harvest progress this last week in Oklahoma and in Kansas. The hard red winter wheat crop being cut out very quickly in both states. 25% of the total Oklahoma crop harvested this last week. We're up to 83% done according to USDA in their weekly analysis. The Kansas crop jumped from 8% harvested to 48% harvested in one single week. That still leaves us about 12% behind their five-year average of 60% by the end of June normally. The Texas wheat harvest jumped another 6%, fairly small percentage numbers increasing now. With most of the custom cutters gone, it's cut as you can, and there's still quite a few mud holes in the central part of Texas. They're now 70% harvested in that state. The canola crop, now up to 89% of the canola crop now harvested. The condition of the corn and soybean crops slipped a little bit more this last week. Still looking at pretty good numbers in the 60-65% percentile range. Good to excellent condition. The big problem right now, the eastern corn belt, eastern soybean belt, definitely slipping on condition scores significantly. Also, quite a few acres unplanted. About 5 million acres have not been planted on our soybean crop as of yet. 2.8 million of those acres in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri, mostly Missouri, the state that's still got a lot of soybean acres potentially to try to get into the ground if they're going to try to do it at this late stage of the season. Meanwhile, in our nation's capital, President Obama signing into law the Trade Promotion Authority bill. He did not give a time frame on when his administration might be able to come close to finalizing TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And, of course, the current deal that agriculture groups are very hopeful can be now finalized with the adoption of TPA. EPA under the gun as they are being sued by a whole host of attorney generals, 13 in all. One of them is Marty Jackley from South Dakota. He's current president of the National Attorney Generals Association. He says he's joined with attorney generals from 12 other states in suing EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over their clean water rule. Jackley indicates that besides this lawsuit filed yesterday, others are being contemplated by other attorney generals.
There are a couple of different lawsuits being filed across the nation. The one that is being filed in North Dakota is a group of us Western attorneys general. There's 13 total of us that felt that was the right jurisdiction to challenge really what the EPA is doing, and they're overstepping their authority.
He says the states are seeking to have the rule vacated and EPA be prevented from enforcing the new definition under the rule. You've got Farm News on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.